Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Today's topic is United in Mind and Thought. We'll be back after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
United in Mind and Thought, written and read by Emma Dancy. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters. In this passage of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul is addressing a challenging issue among the church at Corinth. He uses the word appeal. This word carries weight. We normally think of appeal used in the context of legal cases or a serious plea. However, Paul is using this verb to bring up the topic of unity. There was unfortunately divisions among the people of God. They were split over church leaders. Paul begins his message with a plea from the Lord to the men and the women. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no true power in anything that we say or do if Jesus is not in it. Paul makes the point that he is bringing a message in the name of Jesus. He is coming with a word from the Lord. People can have many different opinions, but ultimately, we too should be seeking what God says through His Word. If what we want to share is not in agreement with what the Lord has already said, then it is not from Him. We cannot claim that we are carrying a message from God if it does not align with the Bible. 1 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you." Divisions seem to be everywhere. The enemy has been loving the chaos he has set forth among the believers of today. If people want their positions more than Jesus, they miss the point. God calls us to agree with one another in what we say and to not let there be any divisions among believers. Unfortunately, we know good and well that divisions have happened and continue to happen due to sin and the work of the enemy. However, we are called to stand up and live in unity among believers in Jesus. We are called to be discerning and wise. We will not agree on a lot in this world, but we are called to agree with one another in Christ. Jesus is the way, and we are exhorted to keep the main thing the main thing. But you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Humanly speaking, we cannot accomplish perfect unity of mind and thought. So what did Paul mean? 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16 says, the person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things. But such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When we as the church body all have the Holy Spirit, we have access to the mind of Christ. We can think and live like Jesus, not our sinful flesh, through the power of his Spirit in us. This means that barriers which would naturally stand in our way no longer matter. We can come together in perfect unity of the gospel. We can stand arm in arm next to people who are different from us, but who place their faith in Christ, believe his word, and have his Holy Spirit. There is nothing we can do to force unity. All we can do is to surrender to the work of the Spirit and live our lives in a way that models it and welcomes oneness to other believers. By the power of the living God, we can be one church with one mission, serving under our one Savior. Intersecting faith and life. How is God appealing to you to be more unified in the body of Christ? What divisions are in your community of believers? How can you move towards being perfectly unified in mind and thought? Further reading, Acts 4, verse 32, 2 Corinthians 13, 11, Galatians 3, verse 28.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.